It's Key Africans Unlocked with a special edition coming to you from the Lurie's 2022 in Cape Town. Now, you know our goal is to bring you some enriching conversations with some key Africans. So with that in mind, we sent Chilu over there to sit down and do just that. Brand South Africa hosted a cocktail evening for the judges at the Lurie's. It was a sponsored event with music and drinks and networking taking place. A real fun evening. And when it was time for the speeches, they were short and entertaining. Paul Middleton was there on behalf of Brand South Africa, and he shared some fitting and inspirational words. Shortly after the speech, we had to sit down to find out a bit more about the content from that speech, and also what the mission of Brand South Africa is, particularly when it comes to partnering with influential people in the creative space.
So to start with, maybe I'd like to find out a bit more about what Brand SA is doing, with this event, particularly in the Lurie's.
So a very small industry of 2,000 to 3,500 people influences 60 million.
Yeah.
Because it amplifies all the messaging. So a few years ago, we want to interface with the Editors Forum, the advertising, the creative industry, and the advertising world, because we can then amplify, and if we can all work together, very few people, 2,000 people, in fact, even less. If you take the creative directors, there's probably 50 of them,
yeah,
who can influence messaging to 60 million.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
then the globe.
Yeah.
So that's our intention and focus.
It's interesting. I know that you have the Play Your Part initiative, which Brand SA champions. And there's a philosophy that obviously you guys have considered and it's well thought out, and you'd like it to permeate to the citizens of the country. Maybe for somebody who's listening right now and hasn't heard of that initiative or that philosophy, maybe you can tell us a bit more about it.
So we go out to schools in schools all over the country, rural and urban and in the metros. And then we take the Goliath brothers as an example.
Yeah.
And so we G them up and talk to them about national pride and the Constitution and just cascade them or amplify the Brand South Africa message.
Yeah.
And it's with laughter and humor and fun. And the key is not to drop it. So that's always the problem, is we don't have unlimited funds or time,
yeah,
to continue it. But we're amplifying it and getting to the youth, because the old, can you teach an old dog new tricks? Probably not. So the youth is where we're at.
Yeah.
And there's a big focus on the youth.
It's a very good concept, because as you say, when you talk about the guys in advertising, a few people influence the rest of the country, and similarly, if a few people do right, then it will kind of have a ripple effect and good spreads. Tell me about these little flag lapel type things that what's the story there?
It's just national pride.
Yeah.
It's just we just need to, if you go overseas, whichever country you go to, you just see flags everywhere.
True.
And you can get the flavor of the country. And so they're cheap.
Mm.
And they immediately, you put it on and you walk into a room. I was overseas, as I said in my speech, and I wore a flag continually.
Mm.
And it was always a point of talking. And then it enabled me to talk to them to say, they always say, oh, all these negative things. When I said there's 55 million positive people back,
yeah,
in SA.
Yeah.
Yes, there may be the half a million that are unhappy, but screw them.
Yeah.
Because there are 55 million people who are better off than they were before.
True.
And you're not hearing, you only hear that one grumbling voice, which we don't want to hear anymore.
Yeah.
So I wear the flag all the time because I represent the country. I'm proud, and I want everyone to do that.
Yeah.
So, it's a simple little thing.
I've got one. My dress code is t-shirts, so better, but I should wear it more often.
Yeah, everybody should. You drive through America, you just see American flags.
Yes.
You go through Sweden, you just see Swedish flags.
Yeah.
So I'm like over it. It's like, we need to get with the program and we need to start changing the sentiment in the country, because we can.
Absolutely. Mr. Milton, I've got one last question, and this is to do with something that came up in your speech, which was that in the past 8 months, the foundation has been laid, which is stronger than what's been happening in the past two decades or so, which is a, you know, a very strong and bold thing to say. Do you want to elaborate on that?
The company I invest on the stock exchange with, they've been around, they're second, third generation. They have a monthly talk. I don't come up with these stats. They come up with the stats. Yeah. So I can send them to you. Okay. And we've got proof. They're in six different areas. Mm. One is energy. One is rail. One is road. Mm. One is infrastructure. And they've got them. And it takes 3 to 5 years to get agreements, contracts, and to get things in place. Mm. I've got a small team of 22 people.
Yeah.
I find it really difficult to manage 22 people. How on earth do you change a government and a country? It takes years.
Yes.
But it's done. So I've got a document from this investing firm that will prove to you with graphs, third-party data, not their own data, that shows that in the last 8 months, there's more growth and more foundational things have changed than in the last 25 years. And it's going to take another 36 to 48 months, and we will break through. We could break from 2.5 to 4.5% growth.
Wow.
So it's really, and I really believe it. I've been around a long time, 6 decades in this country,
yeah.
And I'm sold out for the country. I'm born here. I'm lived here. I can feel it. I know that we are geared for growth.
Absolutely. It's a very good, optimistic view, and I'm all excited about it.
Yeah.
All right, before I go, and your 6 decades looks good on you. I don't know what fitness regime you're on, but it's working. My last question is this. It's not even a question. Do you have any other words that you'd like to share with the people listening to this podcast? You know, about how you can just be positive about the nation, perhaps?
If you don't have anything positive to say, don't say anything.
Mm.
And don't listen to too many things that are negative, because you can immerse yourself in it.
Yeah.
And I've got nothing more to say, really, other than like say something positive and do something positive, because it's incremental changes over time. That, you know, Rome wasn't built in a day.
Yeah.
You know, it took the cathedrals 4 centuries to be built, and I don't know, it's just so simple for me.
Yeah.
It's you've just got to see the positive and not the negative.
Yeah.
And no one's talking about the positive. We all listening to these old style newscasters who talking doom and gloom, which is the old style newspapers, which is gone.
Yeah.
These headlines are gone. There's a new world out there. So it's just annoying to me, and I'm not a copywriter, so I don't have the right words.
you do. Evidently, I'm sold.
Okay.
Mr. Milton, thanks so much for your time.
Thank you.